With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Two articles of impeachment produced by House Republicans this morning against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas because of what's going on at the southern border. Republicans say Mayorkas is guilty of, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the impeachment is all Congress has left at this point. The Republican National Committee backing off the idea of declaring Donald Trump as the party's presumptive 2024 nominee.
Following Trump's victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, the RNC was considering a resolution to name the former president the presumptive nominee before he formally clinches the necessary delegates. Nikki Haley's campaign complained immediately, saying it wasn't up to the RNC to decide who the GOP nominee would be. Haley's team argued the resolution would deny millions of Republican voters from having a say in the presidential contest. The resolution was withdrawn. Greg Clugston reporting.
The IRS wants to rewrite its complicated letters to taxpayers and speak to folks in plain English.
The federal tax collector is rewriting and sending out commonly received notices ahead of the 2024 tax filing season as part of its new Simple Notice initiative. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says, quote, redesigned notices will be shorter, clearer, and easier to understand. The initiative is paid for with the infusion of cash provided by the Inflation Reduction Act, though some of that money has been cut back and is in constant threat of cuts.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Yemen Houthi rebels are unraveling a key global trade route, forcing vessels into longer, more costly journeys around Africa. The disruption forcing car factories in Germany and Belgium to stop. A Maryland company making hospital supplies had to stop too. This is SRN News. The repeal of Roe v. Wade was a big victory, but one pro-life leader says the movement still has a lot of work to do.
After the Dobbs decision came down, well, the pro-life movement was found without an adequate strategy to translate that into winning political action. And so, quite frankly, we have lost battle after battle, even in unexpected places like the state of Kentucky.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Our challenge in defending the sanctity and dignity of every single human life, including life in the womb, that may turn out to be, indeed, right now, looks as if it is a far greater challenge than we thought just a matter of 2 or 3 years ago. But we must remain undaunted because this is the challenge to which we are called.
2024 may turn out to be a critical year in the abortion battle, with several states putting the question to a vote of the people. New York and Maryland have already approved November referendums. You can hear more from Dr. Moeller at his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Many people are worried about AI, and here's another reason.
The estate of George Carlin suing the media company behind a fake hour-long comedy special that purportedly uses artificial intelligence to recreate the late stand-up comedian's style and material. The lawsuit is asking that a judge order a podcast outlet to immediately take down the audio special, in which a synthesis of Carlin delivers commentary on current events. George Carlin died in 2008. Jason Walker reporting.
Before the day is over, we're going to know who will contest Super Bowl 58. The Kansas City Chiefs visit Baltimore this afternoon in the AFC Conference Championship game, while the 49ers host the Detroit Lions in the NFC title game this evening. Chiefs are defending champions. The Lions have never gotten to the Super Bowl. This is SRN News.